If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, good morning, Carl Frisch. And Z Kyle.
Is it a good morning?
No.
Nein. Es ist kein guten Morgen.
I have to find an angrier greeting for the new show.
Well, I mean, let's just take an assessment. Where are we? Okay.
Where are we? Don't sugarcoat it, Carl. We are screwed.
Well, if we're screwed, then we should just give up.
We're not giving up.
Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, we can't. Let me try and put this in perspective. You know, I tweeted, after the election, I said, millennials, let me talk to you about the year 2000.
Yeah.
So from 2000 to the election of, until President Obama was elected, as a gay man, I watched our country do everything it can or it could to make my life more difficult and to use the gay community as a scapegoat that they could, you know, blame for every ill in the country. It was horrible and it was painful and it seemed completely out of touch with the times, but it gave rise to a guy named Barack Obama who became president and ushered in the greatest advancements in LGBT civil rights that we've ever seen.
Yep.
And, you know, I think what this should teach us is that we have to use this opportunity to, you know, hold him accountable. President-elect Trump.
No, that, listen, promise. There's the silver lining, is what we said. We can watch the rubes when they get duped. And we can take solace in the fact he can't do half the stuff he promised,
right,
constitutionally or legally, so that's going to be fun to watch
there
the rubes.
I'm going to reverse the force of gravity.
I thought you said
you were going to reverse the tides.
Let's be clear. Democrats picked up 2 Senate seats. They picked up at least 6 House seats. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote.
Yep.
There's
yes.
a lot to be happy for in that silver lining.
As Donald Trump said in 2012, Carl, we should get rid of that Electoral College. That's a disaster mm-hmm. for democracy.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree with him on that.
I don't think that shouldn't necessarily be our priority, since it's probably more difficult than stopping him from doing some crazy
right.
things.
Right.
So if he ran his entire campaign on the premise that powerful special interests, big banks, financial institutions were in cahoots with the politicians in Washington and
right.
keeping working people from experiencing a better life, we're going to have to watch him and hold him accountable that he doesn't fill his administration with those very interests, that he doesn't mm-hmm. cater to those very interests, that he doesn't eliminate government entities that are designed to hold those interests
right.
accountable. Because I tell you what, of the people that voted for him, you got your racists, you got your sexists, you got your xenophobes, and then you've got you've got some white people who voted for Obama twice, who also voted for Donald Trump, because they want change, and they're just
yeah.
so angry that
yeah.
life doesn't get better.
Listen, and here's okay. the other, you
we
know,
need to hold him accountable because he's not going to do anything to make their lives better.
Yeah.
And when he starts filling his administration with the very people he said was making their lives more difficult, mm-hmm. they need to know about it.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Charles Blow. Everybody's talking about his column. He said, I do not want America to fail, but I don't respect this American who's about to be president. He's a disgusting, vile human being.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can deny that Obama was really president or really from here, I'm sorry. We can say he's not our president. I agree.
I just disagree with the human being part.
We can't pretend that he's not the president. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We said that he couldn't be the nominee. We said that he couldn't be
yeah.
president.
Yeah.
You know, he just happened to be lucky that his votes were allocated, dispersed around the country a little bit better than Hillary Clinton's.
Right.
So we can say that he does not represent this country, but we cannot say that he's not the president.
Right, okay.
Because if he's not the president, then the things that he's going to do that are horrible.
Let's
know,
not quibble over details. He's still
those
a big orange.
Be very real. Oh. Yes, he is, but he's got a very powerful position that can make a lot of lives miserable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, and that is the thing, is I do love America, and I am sad for all the people that this will that will be horrific for. You know, I really am. And so but that's the thing. It's like we're not saying right away, I hope he fails. But, you know, I certainly hope racism and homophobia and all of that fails, and sexism and all the ugliness we've seen. I don't know if you saw the picture out here, Carl, in where was it?
Santa Monica.
Bloody guy's bloody face. He got hit in the face with a beer bottle and said, we got a new president, you faggots.
Yeah.
I've got a letter here. Jody in New Jersey. Steph, I'm a teacher. Yesterday I witnessed the aftermath of a Trump election. My early duty is patrolling the hallways. Within minutes, a group of 6 to 8 white male boys, freshmen, began walking through the halls, chanting loudly, Trump, Trump, Trump. Then later and throughout the day, I heard racial slurs, vicious, nasty terms that in 8 years of teaching, I've never heard before. kids were pointing at other kids and shouting, "You're deported, you're deported." It was the most depressing day I've had at school since,
well, and you know,
since
my
Sandy Hook.
A teacher. My boyfriend's a teacher, and he has friends that, you know, teach elementary school that heard from students, you know, when they open up their class and, "Does anybody have any questions about the election?" One of the Asian children, a little boy, asked if he was going to be sent away because he was adopted.
Yeah.
So,
listen, and Carl,
Sean, to make life really hell for these people is turn our backs and walk away and show that nobody's there to fight for them. Nobody's there with them. We cannot do that.
Yeah. No, Sean and I were talking after Sean was a big Bernie guy. Carlos was here yesterday. He was a big Bernie guy. And again, I think we can have these conversations, Carl, and that's fine. I respect your right to feel like Bernie might have done better, you know, but even Carlos said, "I don't think so. Not in this wave year, this cult of celebrity aided by the mainstream media, outsider thing." I mean, at the end of the day, if you see how mean this campaign was, how anti-Semitic, Hillary wasn't even Jewish. There were journalists getting anti-Semitic slurs that aren't right. Jewish. I mean, if you believe in your heart that a 75-year-old socialist Jew would have been treated better by Donald Trump and the media and not, you know, who's also an insider who's been in Washington 30 years. Oh, I don't think so. Maybe, you know what I mean? I understand. I respect somebody's right to feel that way. But at this point, I would just say it's counterproductive to engage in hypotheticals any side.
I've always respected people's, you know, want to claim that he would be a better candidate or that Hillary would be a better candidate or whatever. But neither one of those assumptions solves the problem that we're in right now.
Right, and you know, I was going to say,
we need to give Bernie our back so that he can help fight this guy.
Yes, yes, and listen, if you didn't listen to Bernie, that now is not the time for a protest vote. This is time to elect Hillary Clinton. I don't know what to say. You know, I've said throughout the whole primary, I love Bernie. Bernie's been on this show. I wanted Bernie to have more power in the Senate, a lot of power, not less. You know, he's been in Washington 30 years, is going to continue Obama's policies too. You know, I think this cult of celebrity idiocracy wave of Trump was just not going to, obviously was not going to be overcome, and it is terrifying.
Well, I mean, it's a while until we know exactly how the votes, you know, where they came from, exactly who voted in which way, likely. You know, we can base things on exit polls, but, you know, you listen to any pollster and they're going to tell you that the exit polls are bupkis, especially when the polling was bupkis. It's going to be a while before, you know, places like Daily Kos and other websites that actually go through the actual election data of who cast votes. That stuff's not even all on the computers yet.
But, so Carl, you made a really good point, and you tweeted it, too. Republicans have only won a single popular vote for president since 1992. Despite that, George W. and now Trump. And Michael Moore made this point, too. He said, if you woke up this morning and feel like you're in a country that's you're not. He said 52.5 million of us voted for Hillary, not Trump, right? So don't feel like, oh, you're some weird minority. Right. We're not.
Well, and there, you know, we also need to grapple with the notion that while most of Trump's people are reprehensible deplorables,
yes,
there is a segment of his people that are so disappointed in Washington.
Right.
You know,
I
heard from a family member who said Trump's nuts, but they all deserve him. And when he said they all deserve him, he meant the Washington elites, and he meant all the people that have done just fine, regardless of how shitty.
What
happens?
Mm-hmm. I
get us in trouble with Trump's America.
You know, people tell us that we're more important than ever now. Thanks for losing me my FCC license on the first day.
That's why I didn't come in on Monday, because
Jim would have lost
your FCC license in about 5 seconds.
9 years.
When Jim's mad, there's literally nothing that can be broadcast that he says.
9 years of coming on the show, and I do it once. I apologize.
Okay, no worries. Carl Frisch tweeted, "It is bleak, but out of darkness comes light. It has to be, or why bother? Folks will suffer under Trump. We owe it to them to keep fighting, and we do." Thank you, Carl. You are one of the people that held me up yesterday.
I just wonder if Putin is hacking the Electoral College.
What's that?
What's that?
I was wondering if Putin is hacking the Electoral College.
Who knows? He got a telegram from his boyfriend. He must have been so excited. Oh, my God. Is it from Putin? Let me read it.
Telegram.
They must have shut down that server in Trump Tower, so telegrams were more appropriate.
Oh, please. Like, they don't text each other all day long with emoticons. Please.
But, you know, there are two things we know about about what's going to be like for the next couple years. One, it's going to be very amusing. And two, we need to harness that humor and the passion to stop this guy from doing anything that's dangerous.
Yep, absolutely. Carl, we're running late because you're delightful. Goodbye now.
All right.
And also, before you say something else,
I apologize.
All right, goodbye. All right, bye-bye. All right. What a garbage mouth. God.